Thousands of voters in Togo are demanding to get their voting cards as the campaign for Sunday's presidential vote ends today. Thousands of residents of the capital Lome have been protesting daily in front of City Hall, demanding to get their voting cards. Authorities say the cards were available at polling stations for 1 week earlier this month, but they say very few people showed up to get them. Now the necessary cards are only available at government offices, where protesters complain the distribution has been very slow. The opposition says the government is holding on to more than half the voting cards, mainly in areas where the opposition is strong. They say this is already compromising the conduct of the June 1st election. In the previous presidential election in 1998, authorities stopped vote counting and declared President Eyadema the winner after opposition candidate Guy Christ Onakio started gaining strong results in the capital, Lome. In December, the constitution was changed to allow President Eyadema, in power since 1967, to seek a third term in office, even though he had promised he would step down. The constitution was also changed to require presidential candidates to live in Togo for 1 year prior to the election. This change led to the disqualification of Mr. Onapiu, who has been living in exile since 1963, when his father, the country's first president, was assassinated. Five challengers to Mr. Eyadema are still in the race, but many observers say Mr. Onapiu was the only real threat to preventing another victory for the longtime president. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.